Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. Records that we requested from Governor Mills' office regarding the Sears Island project via Freedom of Access Act request finally arrived about 6 weeks after the request was put in, and they don't exactly fulfill the request, but there is one memo that environmentalists find of interest, and it confirms their beliefs that the fix was in for Sears Island all along. Here's Steve Miller of Islesboro Islands Trust.
Amy, this does reinforce our understanding. It's more than a belief, because it's a position or an understanding that we've developed over time from evidence through documents that we've seen many times, that we are, again, totally convinced the Maine Department of Transportation wants to develop Sears Island and have wanted to develop Sears Island, and that this is a sort of greenwash way for them to proceed with that. That particular document is a memo to Tom Abello, who is senior policy advisor to the governor, and it was from Matt Burns, Bruce Van Note, and Nate Moulton from DOT and the Port Authority. And it's a memo that basically tries to make the case for developing Sears Island. It was written, it's dated October 30, 2023, so it was after the Offshore Wind Port Advisory Group meetings had ended. But it's also after Sprague Energy had presented their alternative. So it's an interesting time stamp on it, because not too long after this, the governor did announce preference for Sears Island and used many of the arguments that are in here. I think my big takeaway from this memo is the insistence in the memo that commercial scale, which is left undefined, we don't know what commercial scale means as used in this memo. The authors are claiming that a commercial scale offshore wind manufacturing facility can only be built on Sears Island and cannot be built on Mack Point. What we think is that it's code for the long-standing Department of Transportation interest and pursuit of industrializing Penobscot Bay, and we will not stand for that. They do say on the pro and con list, one pro for developing Sears Island, and I'm quoting, lower environmental impact, which is just incredulous. You know, we're talking about harvesting over 2 million cubic yards of soil, much of which is wetland and vernal pools, on Sears Island before you even get started with the other development. You know, where's the comparison there? 2 million cubic yards of soil harvested from an intact ecosystem on Sears Island versus 61,000 cubic yards of not very productive sediment off of Mack Point. I want to give you a quote from an article that I read this morning. The article is from the Harvard Business Review, and the title of the article is Long-Term Costs of Wind Turbines. And I don't want to get into anything about, you know, we're not anti-offshore wind. But the last sentence in this particular argument, I mean, in this particular article, is very, very instructive. And I will quote, in the rush and excitement of our transition to renewable energy, we must not forget that environmental degradation takes many forms, and we need to learn to look beyond the short-term energy gains if we are not to replace one form of environmental degradation with another. And that's from a Harvard Business Review article. So there are some who do understand that this is supposed to be about climate change and that we cannot continue to make the same mistakes that we've been making. So we'll see.
That was Steve Miller of Islesboro Islands Trust. He's talking about some documents that we received from the governor's office via FOA request regarding the Sears Island project. They confirmed beliefs among activists who are fighting to protect Sears Island that the fix has been in for Sears Island all along, and Mack Point has not been under serious consideration. They also demonstrate that some environmental groups and labor organizations were targeted by the Mills administration to get on board with the project before they made the announcement to give the project legitimacy. We'll dig into that more on a long format program on the topic coming up in July. I'll keep you posted on that. In the meantime, there's more information available at islesboroughislandstrust.org and allianceforsearsisland.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.